Friend, please help Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry by supporting the cost to produce Spirit-Filled Radio and Podcast for this current fiscal year. You can become a partner with Spirit-Filled Hearts by donating monthly. Your contributions make a difference in the lives of all those who listen to our radio shows and podcasts. Thank you for your support. Go to spiritfilledhearts.org and click on the donate button. That's spiritfilledhearts.org.
Welcome back to the 33rd week of the I Thirst follow-up. Let's start. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Today's topic will be living in the world, but not of the world. This is a beautiful topic to consider, especially as a religious, because in the religious life, we're not supposed to be of the world. That is, we're not supposed to be slaves of the world or controlled by the world, even though we live in the world because we want to change people's lives. We want to be an instrument of God's love to save souls who are in the world. And so it's not like, you know, we're just like completely separate from the world and we're just like, sorry, you just do your thing over there because I'm going to do my thing over here. God doesn't work like that. Obviously, with our Lord, he lived in this world. He came into our time. Obviously, he was not of this world because his heart was continuously in heaven. And this gives us the perfect example of what we're supposed to do. We always desire to be in heaven forever. We know that we're not made for this world. We know that all of this world is going to pass away. There's going to be a day when we don't have an iPhone. You know, this is going to be a day that's going to be a, you know, mind bomb for everybody, right? We're not going to have TVs, or we're not going to have cars. We're not going to have buildings. We're not going to have anything that we're used to, you know. Everything is going to pass away in this life. We're not made for this world. And we're made for heaven. This is what our heart wants and what God has programmed into us. We're not made for anything that passes away. We're made for things that will last forever. And so this is why, of course, we are not of this world. But in the meantime, we do live in this world because what we are doing is we are just journeying through this world. We are just passerbys. And as Holy Mother Church teaches us, we're just sojourners. We're just passing through this world. And when we look at this world, we see, of course, obviously, it has beautiful things in it, right? Obviously, the world in so far as it's created by God is something beautiful and good. And we see in the world, and remember, this is the good meaning of the world. St. Augustine distinguishes there's the world in two senses. Obviously, there is the world insofar as it's good, created by God. But then there is the sense of the world that is not good insofar as it's counterposed to God. So, for example, when we say the world, the flesh, and the devil, right? These are the forces that are against us. When we use the world in that way, it's something that is the kingdom of man set up against God, right? But here, right, when we use the word world as, you know, the beautiful Grand Canyon or the beautiful nature that God has created, obviously in that sense, the world is good, right? But in the sense of, you know, the world, the flesh, and the devil, this kind of meaning of world, this is the world that is counterposed, that attacks the church, you know. And so here, while we're passing through, we always take the good things of this world, that is the good aspects of this world created by God, to really see God. And we use it in order to save souls, you know. So we look at flowers, we look at water, we look at nature, we look at the air, we look at everything that we can learn about this universe, and we use it in order to bring souls to God and really to see God in everything, right? And so here, even though we're not made for this world, right, we understand everything about this world so that we can bring people to God. Now, there is that sense of the world which is against us, though. And we see that in this sense, this is what St. John uses. And here, again, it's the sense of the world, the flesh, and the devil. And here, obviously, the flesh we mean by our disordered desires, right? Obviously, this is not good. The devil obviously is not good. And the world in this sense is everything that is attacking the church and everything that is kind of morphed by the devil into a bad way. And here we have to fight against these things. So for example, you know, communism or, you know, socialism or something like this, where you have these, evil things in the world, etc., kind of fighting against us, or something that persecutes Holy Mother Church in some way with regards to the government, all of these things, or being worldly. You even kind of hear this kind of adjective, you know, this guy is a worldly person, you know, in other words, kind of trapped by the world. And so here we really see that in this case, we really have to be careful that the world is something which is a force that we have to fight against. And we really have to make sure that we don't fall prey and we don't get sucked into the pleasures of the world and then get stuck. And then, as many people do, you know, they are not able to get out of it. And so this is a very scary thing. For example, the age of communion, it was kind of later in the previous ages, you know, so sometimes 12, 13, or 14. And one of the things that the devil hates is, of course, when a soul receives Holy Communion with great love, right? And so when the age of communion was older, obviously this gives much more time for the devil and the world to entice the teenager, right? 13, 14 year olds, right? If they're receiving communion at that time, it gives a lot more time to entice that child and then kind of go into sin, right? However, we lower the age, right? The children are still pure and innocent and not affected by the things of this world. So they're 7 years old, right? They're still innocent. They're still pure. Then, as St. Pius X did, he lowered the age of communion so that they're more innocent. The devil hated this so much, you know, you can't imagine, because here he couldn't grasp a lot of the things because these children were still so innocent. They didn't reach the age of like 12, 13, or 14. And so here they were benefiting from the beauty of the Eucharist, and they were really benefiting spiritually from this. And so we really see indeed that there is a danger that the soul is enticed by the pleasures of this world away from the pleasures of heaven. And so here we must indeed imitate our Lord, who lived in the world. And he was not a slave of the world, obviously, but he constantly saved souls. He was not afraid either to be in the world. Sometimes this happens where people are like, I can't live in the world, and, you know, I'm therefore just going to try to escape from everything. And this is kind of the trend of the saints. A lot of them just like, I can't live in the city anymore. I'm just going to leave and go into the desert. But here, God wants to make the soul fruitful. And so what usually happens, for example, Saint Benedict, right? Or here we have, you know, Saint Norbert, or, you know, here they always try to run away from the world and then try to just be by themselves. But what happens? All these people start to follow them. And then eventually God puts them right back into the world so that they can save souls, right? This is just the way that it works. And so we see that God wants to use everybody in order, again, not to be afraid. We should never be afraid of the world because God is with us. And when God is with us, then we begin to transform all the souls around us. And this is what makes it so exciting to be Catholic, especially in this time. Indeed, the world is very powerful in this time, and the influences of the evil world are all around us, and we can get very discouraged. I have gotten very discouraged many times when I see the influence of the evil world with bad music and bad movies and bad dancing, you know, all of these things, you know, here they just corrupt morals everywhere. And so I've seen all these things, and I just, is it possible that even children can grow up and be saints in this time? Obviously, it's very difficult, but with God, all things are possible. But can I just, you know, curl up in a ball and just go into the corner and just give up, right? Obviously not, right? This would not be trusting in God's power and God's mercy. And so here, obviously, the forces of the world and, of course, evil are so strong right now. But that doesn't mean that we just kind of run away and just kind of like form our little communities and just not do anything, right, except just do our own thing there. But we have to really, you know, see that God is with us and that we go forward with Mary as our general, and she is just plowing down through everything, and nobody can stop her because she is all powerful, all beautiful, and she wants to bring all of the world, right, all of the people in the world, if they choose, right, into her beautiful family, right, to be her true children, right? She wants to make all the people in the world, right, children of Mary. Many people do not accept this, though, but she is going forward, and she will do everything in order to save her children as much as possible. So we must indeed imitate Our Lady. We have to imitate our Lord, right? We are living in this world, but again, our hearts belong in heaven with Jesus and Mary. And before we know it, everything will pass away. And thank goodness, right? Living in this world forever is just, that would just be craziness, right? We would all go crazy. And so here, you know, thankfully, we are going, just passing through this place, and here we are, you know, we are supposed to be with Jesus and Mary forever. So thanks be to God for that. And so let's pray that our hearts do not be captivated by the pleasures of this world so as to be trapped in it, but rather to live in this world, not of this world, but to live in this world. And we do that in order to save as many souls for the glory of God as possible.
If you're enjoying these podcasts, please consider supporting Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry with a one-time or monthly gift. Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are only funded by generous donors who believe in our mission to evangelize.